Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Well, David Ortiz is in the news today, but not because of a dramatic encounter with a ref. He and other sports legends Larry Bird and JoJo White will be among other star athletes on the 30-member board overseeing Boston's 2024 Olympic bid. Joining us now in the studio to talk about these new jobs and more is Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Gabe. He joins us every Wednesday to talk sports. Great to have you, Bill, as always.
Thank you, Meghna.
And I said ref. I didn't mean ref.
You meant ump. And
I get the pads and stripes confused.
Yeah, I'm not
sometimes.
Sure you meant job either.
No.
These new jobs. I'm a little curious about that. My feeling is Dwight Eisenhower, Marilyn Monroe, Mahatma Gandhi, and Mother Teresa were not available, so they went with David Ortiz and Larry Bird. Photo op guys.
Well, so photo op guys maybe, but these are particular Boston stars. So they're pulling in the brightest lights in sports from around these parts to talk to Bostonians, no?
Well, I don't know how much talking they're going to be doing. Maybe they'll be doing some. I would have been much more impressed if they'd pulled in Andrew Zimbalist, who's the economist out at Smith, who's actually been studying financial issues as they apply to major sports events for several decades.
The one who continuously says Olympics are a boondoggle for the cities
that host
them?
Well, the one who actually has some knowledge about what happens when you bring the Olympics to a city. Obviously, when you bring the Olympics to a city, all the news is not bad. Some of it is good. It's a great party, and the people who can afford tickets have a wonderful time, and I'm all for that. But there are some drawbacks. There's some negatives involved, and I don't think Larry Bird and David Ortiz are going to be talking about those.
Okay. Well, since we mentioned Larry Bird, and JoJo White's apparently going to be a part of this as well, let's talk about the modern-day Celtics. They lost to LeBron James and the Cavs last night, putting them 0-2 in the playoffs. So what's going on other than perhaps the inevitable?
Well, maybe it's inevitable. They play the games, so it's never entirely inevitable. But you do get a feeling watching those first two games that it was the big kids against the little kids. And when LeBron James decided that he wanted to take the game over in the third period of each game, although the Celtics had built leads earlier in the game, LeBron James was able to do that. And that's why they pay him the big money.
Okay. Well, let's move on to baseball now, because apparently there's some news about that baseball could get even nerdier.
Hard to believe, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm an old school guy with baseball. You know, when a guy makes a great play in the outfield, I'm likely to say great catch rather than let us examine the angle of that man's approach to the parabola of that fly ball. This is just not kind of the way I see it. But it's okay. Whatever delights people. And this statistical analytic approach to baseball, which is getting more and more and more complicated and broken down into smaller and smaller parts, some people get a big kick out of it, and that's great for them.
So StatCast apparently is going to use ultra-high-resolution cameras to track stats you never knew about, like the exit velocity of the ball after it meets David Ortiz's
always been curious about the exit velocity of the ball after it met David Ortiz's bat.
Well, since Anthony's not here, I'm going to say it. I'm probably more interested than the actual game itself.
Well, then this is
sorry,
for
Anthony.
You. This is excellent. This is fine. You see, my point is made. This is for you. It's
something
not for me, but it's for you.
All right.
Baseball has finally seen the light. Provide something for everybody.
Bring in new fans.
And who knows? One day they may catch up to the NFL.
Well, Bill Littlefield is host of NPR's Only a Game, which airs on Saturdays at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. right here on WBR. And he talks sports with us every Wednesday. Always great to have you, Bill.
Thank you, Meghna.
Well, that's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. Red Sox fans, please don't hate me. I know. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.